USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A Russian missile that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine has killed at least 25 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment was one of 10 residential buildings damaged in that airstrike. Russia says they were targeting Ukraine's military forces. 5 people are dead after a dispute with a neighbor in the Texas town of Cleveland, which is about an hour north of Houston. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, police received a call about harassment.
My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, could you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
Police believe that suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropez, has fled the country. More severe weather is heading for the southern U.S. this weekend. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Texas to Florida with strong winds, heavy rains, flooding, and even hail. By tomorrow, those storms will have moved from Florida to the Carolina coast. People are being urged to stay inside during the violent weather. There's word that U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank.
Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. According to the news agency, a source familiar with the matter said the regulator feels there isn't any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. First Republic shares sank more than 40% on Friday, making it the biggest loser of the session on the stock market. This would be the third bank failure this year after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March. I'm Karen Sloan.
Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Sudan, according to the State Department. Pentagon says it is acting on a request for the military to support the safe departure of U.S. citizens and their immediate family members. It's an estimated 16,000 Americans living in Sudan. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A bill is heading to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that would allow him to remain governor and run for president at the same time. Currently, the state's election law says anyone running for an office must step down from the position they hold when they are officially a candidate. DeSantis has not yet announced he's running for president in 2024, but it's widely speculated he will seek the Republican nomination. California air regulators are enacting aggressive zero-emission rules for locomotives and fleets of heavier vehicles.
In a marathon two-day hearing that wrapped up Friday, the California Air Resources Board approved two landmark rules expected to cut pollution dramatically near ports and rail yards. One rule would set an age limit to retire old locomotives and require operators to set aside money to upgrade to cleaner engines and eventually zero-emission powertrains. A second rule will speed up the adoption of zero-emission medium and heavy-duty vehicles in all public and many large private fleets. The new rule will affect more than 1 million new electric freight trucks, school buses, and delivery vehicles over the next 25 years. I'm Scott Carr.
I know who did it, but I'm not going to say. That's pretty much what Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is saying about the person he believes leaked the abortion draft ruling last year that led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. The Supreme Court said an internal investigation could not ID the leaker, but Alito told the Wall Street Journal he has a pretty good idea of who's responsible, but the evidence is not enough for a public accusation. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.